It seems grammatically impossible that it means the same thing to say, I couldn't care less and I could care less.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
I've heard a lot of people say I could care less and thought that didn't make sense. It should be couldn't, right?
You are right. It does not make sense. But the fact is that idioms often don't make sense. We are hearing people say I could care less to mean that they don't care. I also hear a lot of people who really don't like it when people say I could care less to mean they don't care. Because if you think about it, if you say I couldn't care less, that means you don't care. If you say I could care less, it means that it is possible for you not to care about this more than you don't care about it right now. What's happened here, though, as far as I can tell, is that speakers are no longer parsing this phrase for every word. And this is what happens with idioms, is that idioms take on a meaning that surpasses their parts. I think the less there feels negative to speakers already says, I don't care. So for them, it's I could care less, I couldn't care less. They mean the same thing.
Well, here's one that I've never been able to figure out. Butter would not melt in her mouth. What does that mean?
I think this is a phrase that is open to reinterpretation or multiple interpretations. It's pretty old from what I can tell. I looked up on Michael Quinion's wonderful website called Worldwide Words, and he tells us that that used to mean, and for many speakers still does mean, that somebody seems nice, but underneath they're catty or mean. So it seems like butter wouldn't melt in their mouth because they're so nice. He goes on to say that for some speakers, now it just means that somebody's nice. I have to admit that I don't use this expression, but what I thought it meant was that somebody was so cold or so mean that butter wouldn't melt in their mouth.
That's what I thought as well. So what are some of your other favorites?
Well, there's another expression that I have come to realize is being reinterpreted, and that is a sight for sore eyes. Is a sight for sore eyes positive or negative for you, Rena?
Positive. Somebody's glad to see you.
Okay. And I think that for a good number of speakers over about the age of 20 or 25, it's a good thing. I poll students in my undergraduate classes, and at least half of them say, oh no, it's a bad thing to be a sight for sore eyes. It's as if you're an eyesore. You create sore eyes. I've talked with 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds, and for them, it seems to almost always be a bad thing. The other day, then, someone said to me, Anne, what a sight for, you're a sight for sore eyes. And I thought, is that a compliment or not? Are you happy to see me?
Well, I'm always happy to see you. Thanks for getting all idiomatic with me, Anne.
I'm always happy to be here. Thanks, Rena.